my announcement is we're going to welcome in Thelma and Scooby-Doo this morning. Good morning, Thelma, and good morning, Scooby-Doo.
Good morning. I'm glad you're not leaving. I like listening to you.
Obviously, that's not Thelma and Scooby-Doo, but it is our own Officer Eric Mattson and his wife, Megan Mattson. Good morning, folks. And no, I am not leaving Eric. I wouldn't leave you. And let's talk a little bit about what you have been doing since you came back to beautiful Minnesota.
I've been doing a lot of teletherapy where it's like therapy on my tablet.
And spending time with friends and family that have been stopping over and getting really good home-cooked meals from the locals. That's been awesome. What else have you been doing?
We went to church last Sunday. That was nice.
And I know, Eric, there were probably a few tears and happy faces as you were coming back to Minnesota. The company that you were at, I did see on the social media how they kind of did a little montage of you leaving Omaha and then getting on that plane coming back here to Minnesota. And I guess the biggest thing that I saw on it is I would guess you were a little surprised when you saw your daughters and your wife on that plane as you were coming up the ladder there to get into the plane.
Yeah, I had no idea I was going to meet him there. It was awesome.
Definitely took him for a surprise. It was so cool. The girls actually didn't know until that morning when I woke them up either. So it was a very emotional, exciting moment for us.
And I know, Megan, you have said in the past you get lots of questions. You know, I don't know how you do it. And, of course, a pretty simple response is, you weren't given a choice. This is about your family.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we sign up for, right? Once you get married, till death do us part, and this isn't Eric's fault, you know. And I'm here for him through the good times and the bad times, and we have two little girls that we have to raise together, and he's doing an awesome job stepping back into dad mode after being gone for 7 months, and it has been a struggle for sure to watch him do his therapies and relearn. It's heartbreaking, but also rewarding at the same time because he's getting up for the day. I mean, that's huge. He is walking more and more now. He hasn't sat in a wheelchair since he left Omaha. Like, that is amazing. His appetite is back. He just lights up the room in the morning once the girls get up every morning for school. It's been great.
Eric, I know one of your goals was to make it back here to Minnesota and your home in Freeborn. Obviously, you've accomplished that goal. Do you have other goals that you continue to try to strive towards?
We're trying to make my left hand get back to normal use.
Is there any other goals?
Really?
Just take every day and
just be grateful for what I have still.
Absolutely. Every situation in life is temporary, and Eric, you have proven to not only your family, but everyone around Minnesota, in fact, around the country, that you have goals in mind, and you're bound and determined you're going to cross each one of those goals off as you move day by day. Anything else, Eric, that you've been working on? I know you like to eat, and as Megan said, there's been lots of folks dropping off meals for you. It's been pretty special, and I'm sure a busy week since you've been home back here in Minnesota.
Yeah, we've had some doctor's appointments to go to and everything, but we have a busy day planned today, too.
Absolutely, a busy day, and we wish you nothing but continued success as you move forward, Eric and Megan. As you said, Megan, on your CaringBridge site, When the folks talk about it takes a village to raise a child, there's more truth than that, than what you folks have gone through.
Yes, I mean, I can't say it enough, and thank you to everybody that has stepped up, that the phone calls, the text messages, the daily reminders that God is with us, and we're not alone, and everybody's just a call away. And there has been moments in the last week where I have had to make those emergency phone calls to our close buddies to help me with a floor assistance or just come watch Eric quick while I run and grab the girls because something came up at school. It's just, it's amazing. And we couldn't do it without each and every one of you.
Eric, I know you've got a busy day with appointments and people that you need to visit today, and soon we'll meet you together in the studio. We were going to do it today, but your schedule didn't allow it, but that's just all right. Eventually, we'll connect up and have some good laughs together.
Okay, that'll be great. Yeah, I can't wait to see you again in person, Mike.
Well, me as well, and folks keep saying, well, you must know the Mansons really well. Folks, to be honest, I've never met Eric, I've never met Megan, but I've talked to him on the phone, and that's just as good, but I can't wait to see you in person.
Thank you for everything that you've done and for just being a new friend in our lives. We can't wait to meet you in person as well.
Megan, Eric, and the girls have a wonderful Halloween. No, you're not going to be a Thelma and Scooby-Doo. You'll have something else up your sleeve, but we'll let folks kind of contemplate that on the day before Halloween.
Yep.
Our girls are just excited to go out and get candy and see other neighbors around the town, too.
All right. We welcome you back, Eric. Be well, be safe, and continue to move forward in your therapy.
I sure will. Thank you, Mike.
And Megan, thank you. Drive safe. And as they always say, when life is not so good, remember that it will not last forever.
Yes, correctly. Have a good day. Thank you.
Megan Mattson, the wife of Officer Eric Mattson, along with Eric as they're on their way to appointments this morning. My thanks to them for joining us on a special Friday, October the 30th, here on KATE Radio.